God save Donald Duck, vaudeville and variety. We are the Desperate Dan Appreciation Society. God save strawberry jam and all the different varieties. Preserving the old ways from being abused. Protecting the new ways for me and for you. What more can we do?
And this is live local radio, the Village Green New England Music Sampler here on WFCS 90.9 FM in New London.
We are the Custard Pie Appreciation Consortium. God save the George Cross and all those who are awarded that.
And for the next hour, I will be playing music that originates in New England. The states that we know as New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island.
We are the office block, persecution affinity. God save little shops, China cups, and virginity. We are the skyscraper condemnation affiliate.
And I'm going to actually have a CD to give away a little bit later in the program, so please stay tuned for that. And I believe that sometime this hour I will be playing a recording of a wonderful poem by Londonderry, New Hampshire writer and musician Peter Fulton. So please stay tuned for that.
God save Donald Duck, vaudeville and variety. We are the Desperate Dan Appreciation Society. God save strawberry jam and all the different varieties. God save Donald Duck, vaudeville and variety. God save the Village
Green. All right, Kate Rusby, great tune, the Village Green, cover of the Kinks tune, absolutely fabulous, wonderful music. Okay, take a breath, Fred. Started the program off with a band from New Hampshire called Brasby and their tune called The Legend of Mount Monadnock. Going to go forward now with an appropriate song for the past week. This is Rusty Locke and a tune called Hot Boston Nights.
There was a girl in my youth, Lord, she was fine. She spent all my money, drank up all my wine. That girl made me crazy, burnt out my life. Who could forget those hot Boston nights? Ooh, city of dreams, smell of the street, glow in the sky, music inside, no place to hide. I'll never forget those hot Boston nights. There were some friends in my youth. Gee, they were great. We sang every night, drank up what we made. And those friends made me crazy. They burnt out my life. Lord, but I love those hot Boston nights. Oh, city of dreams, smell of the street, glow in the sky. Music inside, no place to hide. I'll never forget those hot Boston nights. There was some love in my youth that I couldn't see. Too busy looking at pictures of me. I made myself crazy, burn out my own life. To this day I remember those hot Boston nights. Oh, city of dreams, smell of the street, glow in the sky. Music inside, no place to hide. I'll never forget those hot Boston nights. I'll never forget those hot Boston nights.
After all those days. unknown void that has no end. Swept along the open road that don't seem to begin. Come with me and love me, babe. I may be back again. Meantime, I'll keep sailing down my highway in the wind. Evenings just begin, the days and follows with the night. Love you and to be with you and say that it's alright. Love me while you have me, babe. I may be back again. Meantime, I'll keep sailing down this highway in the wind. There's times I feel like going, and there's times I want to stay. Times that I ain't feeling well, and times I feel okay. Now you have time to love me, babe, and I may have time again. Meantime, I'll keep sailing down this highway in the wind. The fortune teller tells me that I have somewhere to go. Look and try and understand and wonder how she knows. So I must be going now. I'm losing time, my friend. Looking for a rainbow down this highway in the wind.
All right, Arlo Guthrie with Highway in the Wind. Before that, Magnetic Fields, Long Vermont Roads. And we started that set off with Rusty George Locke, Hot Boston Nights. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to The Village Green, a New England music sampler, live and local here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I'm going to give you the weather forecast, which looks pretty rainy for tomorrow. But for today, we've got occasional showers, mainly after 1 in the morning, okay? That's tonight, rather. Low around 57. Tomorrow, showers with thunderstorms possible, highs near 65. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 7 p.m. and then mostly cloudy with a low of around 54. And Tuesday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms before 2 p.m. Then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. They could have said that a little differently. Chance of precipitation on Tuesday is 60% with a high in the mid-60s. So we're going to go from the heat wave to the chill wave, at least for this time of year. Okay, I have got a CD to give away. There's a band that formed out of the Riverbend Community Mental Health Center back in the 1990s. Known as the Pillar House Blues Band, and they played locally in Concord, New Hampshire for a number of years. They released a fantastic CD of, again, mostly blues music. So I'm going to play a tune called City Streets, but if you'd like a copy of this CD of the Pillar House Blues Band, just give me a call at 526-3494. That's 526-3494. First caller will win the CD, or I will also give a copy away to the first person to email me at fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. That's fmoe@colby-sawyer.edu. So here's the Pillar House Blues Band with City Streets.
¶¶ Thank you. not made in the same mode as Dante. I cannot worship your beauty from afar. I was not created to love angels. Oh, no, 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 no. This inferno has infinite circles, spiraling down inside my soul. Yeah. There are no exits, no, no, no resting places. Just a feel without touching, taking your kindness and wanting all of you. I was not created to love a saint. Hell and heaven,
Jade and Sarsaparilla from their self-titled LP that was released back around 1975, recorded in Hyannisport, Massachusetts. Great tune called I Can't Stay, I Can't Go. Before that, from Connecticut, Joe Carter with I've Never Been in Love Before. And we started the set off with the Pillar House Blues Band from Concord, New Hampshire, City Streets from their CD, Recovery. This is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to The Village Green, a New England music sampler.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious.
And so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes.
And soon you realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be. Better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
And it is an absolutely gorgeous Sunday afternoon out there, live and local here on Community and College Radio for the Kearsarge and Sunapee Regions, WSCS. Also want to say hello to listeners at Troubadour 1700 and on the Global Voice. Thank you for listening. All right, now I'm going to play a poem written by Peter Fulton. This is really not something that I feel like I can do a proper introduction to, so we're going to just play it. Peter Fulton, How to Carve an Angel.
Kumatun verloren langs der Siechen Teratun. A song for Foyama Strong Satan in Omenu Us Siege Viri Rest de Pore at Flaring West. They hover watching through the eerie inside of Eve's dying dusk, each slight blood tick, each salivating drip rip. Eating lung-catching snag above your altering bed, smutches gnarled gargoyles wait to snatch meek and desolate girls, pregnant confession, midnight sanctuary sight. Though friends once, they dissemble with predisposed despair. To what awkward superstitions have they dedicated their pious gossiping whispers? Do you forgive their righteous posture? Are they not shrouded phantoms painted against a gray wall of uncertain death? Though they perchance your demise, they merely are voyeurs to your body's corpse. By what sense could they know your tending hand's pure solitude, fluorescing twisted purple in medicinal neon stain, or submit to your fingers' rigid intentions as a delicate baton a wrestling symphony obeys? Arms shrink dangling, stuck, tube and strung, like stiffened carrion spiked on desert's indigo wind. What of your stillness? Do they know your prolonging piece of pain? Fixed in tremblings of widow, hiding under lace sheets, seized in terror of desire, Eros's chance intrusion, succumbing empty in a stiff and frozen sleep. The calm unnerves through your body, a receding wave foaming, skillfully unstrengthening each silica, disyouthing oceans once primal resistance, once vulging erratic, once careless and indifferent beaches. You seal off tastes tearing from their powdered cheeks, disparate perfumes. You dumb their vibrato moans, blind their hidden ringing fingers stolen from their begging palms. Privy not their gasping or the sustained flatline whine, monitoring the concession of your heart's protest as you enter the garden. A choke of smells, green
smells, clean memories, rich sweep of brown, soiling smears on casual forgetting, warm or underfoot, springs well up, blue ice, diamonds, pond glittering with cooing breeze, unheard turtle doves flighting early ozone, vague of rain, daffodils, yellow path, snapdragons, yes, wandering toward strange notions figured in stone, no selfing breasts upon emerging nurture earth, the what of wander trips into buzzing sense of days, timeless willows weep of laughter. Womb of death, tomb of birth, your mind burns with massive neuron synapsing message. Where the missing blood air? Panic draws your last reserve in brilling display. Sparkling fireworks upon your whole life's cerebration. They cannot imagine your revisioning. Bursting thunder, pinwheels, cortex, sculling light, reels of recollecting. No tick across your stoic mask features your revelation's revolt. Born above them in the body, spiriting sense of drifting, leaf-wise lifting upon emerging glee. She loved Pegasus. How could they realize your soaring soul of arc, arching from your bridge back, your electrocuting spine? By what means, their ordinary perceptions? Do they know that death derives from love, when their own desire drips from within their lover's breast into their throat, and their ecstasy is lifted up by steps upon each awakening thrust? Their lover's pleasure. Horrified by their fright and the need for relief, they ask, is it over? Should we call a nurse? Too soon their stunned confusion will give way to release and healing grief. Floating above the static room to the flashing light, tumbling bright to daylight, figuring sky blue upon helpless, random in pursuit of monarch butterflighting above and back, the sweet and terrifying weed of sweeping freefall movement, groaning stones, motion, unsculpturing shapes, unconscious essing presence. 11-armed treetops nest, steering clippership maples to privates, pirate sunship chest, six and sisters play, costume over tea and biscuits, marionettes stray dancing, tender father swinging wooden bat, sicking with fragrant lilacing, boy with cowboy hat and holster, girl with long jet black hair, roller skating in Chinese dusk. Sideburns and studded leather, jacketing, lanky, smoking man, breathtaking, pin-up feathers, abandoned shed, auditorium smell, traffic, syrup sapping, kick the can, whales, love and lean to, mother's reading, bleeding tragic, chain of gold, kids hiding, deep snow, unneeding Monday morning, ghostly bed sounds, tornado, flickering faces flash rapid and past an emoted medium, immediately miraged upon vast sands, escaling to glaring bright whiteness, condensing to imploding pure point black hole knowing. They gasp at your gagging rattle.
Saturated silence whelms over precipice of empty.
Awed and stunned, they listen for the last gristle of phlegm.
Darkened rage pits up deep stank, genie of all ori, genetics, primal cod of clawing, near death at birth's first scream, ancient hereditaments, four senses, murder and mayhem them, torture, weeping flesh from their wicked contractions, pain, illness upon their follies, ignorance strike against their will, for its fear of their aware, their wanting, loss of likeness, loss of children, loss of self, loss of lover, loss of parent, loss of friend, friendship, loss of marriage, loss of offspring, loss of spouse, loss of work, loss of play, loss of purpose.
Your mind blazes with stinging strangle, swallowing its last hot syllable, sightings failing vision. Are they not singing? From where the warm chorus flooding, tears of smiling victory, pleasure. Louder now, the ocean around a gladding, whole gladding calm.
Hymnal rapture choiring, profound resounding silence, chimes timing, tears crying out, rain leaping up from water, torrents rushing, surging swells, rapiding stubborn jagged slag of mangled dead soldiers' glory, despairing beggars embottled in reeking shame, terminally diseased and deformed, crueling lives against slick cliff hopelessness, shrouds of abandoned nameless others, refugeeing identities, idea of power and self-righteous terror. Likenesses of desolation suppressed and forgotten, prey to satiation's oppressing excess, stainless blood unwounded in spirit, crutched by addicting self-pity, confused to consuming indecision. Deathly stillness. Who? The shattering power of single voice truthing from unreachable deaths, shamed of all artifacts, as an executioner's mirror imagines reflections of hood's removal, asking of its own being, who? What was my whoing? Did ignorance and want shame me into illusory seclusion? Are these torments my world scraps of chips carved away, everything that is not my sculptor's pure creation? Are they the boundaries outposting the who of me? Or are they castle walls beyond which I must surf to earn myself, suffering hurricane harvest winds to cut and chaff ego's shell, to gather the grain of why into my eye of being? Black as white as black as white as black as white as black as white as black. Tears decompress my sense of frightened control. Myself is thyself. I am tumbling tempest, formant, every shape and fashion, uncarved about my statue, freed by fusion's rapture, embraced, embracing he-she, glory and surrender, torture and humiliation, pathos and rain, passion and peace, absorbing, accepting, admitting, they who do not share love or take it back once tender, they who vile or intend harm, they who have failed or fallen. The voice searches me, distant, missing woods. My being resounds with a reunion of who I am and who I have been, who my ancestors will be my progeny. The voice speaks in strange tongues whose meaning cannot be explained, calling my worlding, come, come. They turn away in tears, consoled of one another. They do not feel the warmth of expanding soul, or smell the roses' fragrant hope, or hear the imperceptible flutter, like the wings of an owl softening through moonglow, of the glad female angeling into forever, ever.
Thank you.
that was Vermont's Jaffe Ryder from their CD, In Session. We heard Bjork Feathers. Before that, the amazing Peter Fulton, absolutely astounding poem called How to Carve an Angel. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to The Village Green, a New England music sampler. I'd like to thank you for listening, and we're going to ride on out of here with Bill Perry. This is from his album, Songs of Walden, a little tune called Sounds. Thank you. Welcome to a 1 minute zine review, where the freedom of speech meets the freedom of print. Cyanotype, a how-to guide, is a quarter-size zine that introduces the world of using sunlight to make blueprints and exposures on paper, cotton, wool, and other materials. The process involves some basic chemistry and a small darkroom setup, but it can be done in anyone's house or apartment. I appreciate how comprehensive this zine is, exploring the history and step-by-step process for producing your own cyanotype graphics. There's also a brief resource list for further reading and learning. For more information, you can email mistydawn.mm@gmail.com. I'm DJ Frederick. Thanks for listening to a 1 minute zine review.